You're coming into a fresh new field of reaping a great harvest with God. He's inviting you into a place. He wants you to know that he loves you dearly. And what hasn't been right will be made right if you'll allow him to. He will just come in and help you with everything you need help with. He'll change the situations, even things you thought could never change. He will change them. He loves you. He loves that deep down inside your heart, you love him so much. And now is a fresh new day, and you're going to see it play out this year in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Where's Pammy? Where's Pam? Pam. So I saw you paddling. You were paddling. Hi, you guys. Good to see y'all. I saw you paddling in a canoe, and you were working hard. The Lord said, it's over now. I've got you going in my stream, and we're putting a motor to this thing. You're about to step out into your new place. You're stepping out into your new place, and it's glorious, and you will fulfill the assignment. You have everything in you to do it, and it will be done. Thank you, Jesus. Gail, right? Right. Okay. So, just about every day of this year, you're going to hear the Lord say this to you. This is your day. This is your day. You have, really come up to having to, deal with a lot of things, but the mountain of change is here, and you're just going to come right up, very fluently into all the things that God has for you. Things that have been susceptible to those around you, and even you some, they're out of sight now. They're out of sight. You're putting your plow in, and you're looking forward, and God says, I'll give you the grace. You're not even going to have to push. I'll pull you. I'll get you up in the morning. I'll put you to bed at night. I'm on your side, and you've got the grace on you to do all that I've called you to do, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are y'all okay? I know we're going long, but I'm going to have to deal with just a couple of things. There's someone that you've had to deal with the spirit of murder. I don't know if you fear murder or you've thought about it too much. Who are you? It's leaving you today. Will you tell me who you are? Yes. In the name of Jesus, I command that thing to leave.
Yes.
It leaves from you. It departs from you.
Yep.
Never again. Yes. Now get out of there in the name of Jesus.
Covered in the blood.
You are covered in the blood. That thought comes. That's not my thought. That's not my thought. Put it down. What does the word say? In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. There's about four people here, and you've sought sanctuary in a place where you probably should not. It's everything from a relationship to a pill to a drink. In the name of Jesus, stop it. God will give you the grace to stop it.
Yes,
in
yes.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do not find comfort this year in the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Any of it. Not even sugar. I'm not telling you not to eat it. I'm saying watch that you just don't do things that are just make you bring you comfort. Holy Spirit's going to bring you comfort this year. Take that. Now, I don't know who you were, but I know there were four people that you're delivered in Jesus' name. Your energy, your body, is going to spring forth now. It's coming on up now. It's coming on up. You've had to come through some attacks, and you're coming through. And you're going to live life running fast, doing what you need to do. The Lord is granting to you your youth being renewed like the eagles starting today in Jesus' name. There's a harvest and a reward that you have not even not because you're trying not to, but there's more piled up than you know. So just receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. This lady, this is Linda Uresti. She is the reason we're here today. She brought us in contact with the people in this city. And that's why we have a church here today. This lady did that. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. There's a bigger prize, and God's got a little, he's sculpting something, and it's bigger and better than you know. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Lord's calling you to duty now. It's time to serve. It's time to serve. You've got it in you. Now, you're already serving God, but there's a step up now. There's a step up. There's an anointing coming on your life that you haven't experienced yet, and it is going to be very tasty to you. You're going to love it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I see that on you too. You've been serving. You've taken a position of serving. You have a harvest to receive from that. And you're not too young to follow in everything we've been talking about today. And God's going to use you. You're going to grow up to be a hammer. You are going to be able to get everything in the right place at the right time. And the Lord has kept you kind of in a quiet place, but your future is prophetic. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see an envelope opening for you too. It's a place coming and being granted by the Holy Ghost. A brand new opening. Not one word God gives you will fall to the ground. You will receive your harvest. There are places things will come in that for, because of favor that you never expected that they would, but they're on the scene. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I see you, you stayed on the dock. You're standing on the dock, but a boat has arrived to take you to new places. Take his hand, step out on it, and begin to flow. This is your year. You are not a background person. You come forth in Jesus' name and watch what God will do. The miraculous is on you and he's ready to flow in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You're like pipers. And for such a time as this, people will hear you clearly. Client-wise, friendship-wise, people are going to want to know some things. And you have some answers. I see people standing in back of you kind of like the bowling alley pins. They're falling into place. And they're going, they're right. They're right. They're right. They'll lead us in the right way. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I see you in a canoe, but you paddled one way and you paddled the other. And it's over. It's not that there's not love and flow, but there's some things where, you're both trying to work on something. Now you're going in the right way. Now you're going to go in the right way. And the Lord would say, to tell you this, use shalom, peace every day. Stop the chaos. You've been way too responsible for things that are not your business. Let me handle it, says the Lord. I'm going to handle it. Now, the Lord would applaud you for your stewardship and responsibility. But he says, you've taken on too much of the task. Let me do it. Let me do it. Just work the word and let me do it. In fact, I see you not needing a paddle anymore. You're just going to go. You're just going to flow. So find out what that was. It's not nothing major. It's probably something that you were planning one thing and he was planning another. Check that out. Because as soon as you both go the right direction, boom, that's it. Your days of sickness and disease are over and you're ready to run the race full capacity in Jesus' name. You're going to live to a ripe old age and you're going to bring in all that God's called. By the time you get done, you are going to say that you are satisfied with what you did in God. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You've used everything, your finances, your abilities, your anointings, your flows. You've used everything to serve God. Ooh, and this is what he says to you. And now I'm going to use everything. No hope so. Take it by faith. I'm going to use everything to get you where you want to go and to give you some things that you didn't even expect. Get your expectancy up there, and when you see them, you'll know, and you'll go, oh, that's what that is. Okay, Lord, we take it. It's going to be a good ride in 2023. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Yeah, you're just someone who'll just take out the trash. I mean, you'll load it up and take it out. Well, you've been doing it. You're just cutting back, cutting down, moving things around. God applauds you for that. Keep moving. You're going forward, and you're just ready to do everything God called you to do. He'll give you the grace to do it, both of you, in Jesus' name. And the love of God that's on you, the friendship that is on you, what a blessing it is to the body of Christ. Keep pouring it out. I see harvest, harvest, harvest on your life in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I hear this, Jerry. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Step out into the deep, because now you're ready to compete.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.